Wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet. Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm in such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome on, welcome all. And it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
And welcome to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. This is Planet Collingwood Open Roundtable for another week. We have completed our orbit and we're back into the same position where our transmission can be heard, or other flowery crap like that. There you go. Well, my name is Monty Dean. How are you? A big thank you to Y-Files and the Co. For the last 2 hours. If you enjoyed the last 2 hours, please go to the said website, revolutionradio.radio. Revolution.radio or freedomslips.com and donate what you can within reason to continue having the station on air, Studio A and B. We're 100% listener supported, so thank you for all your help. While you're at the website, pop into the merch page, stand, whatever it is, buy caps, T-shirts, onesies for the little ones, and there's many things to buy. I still have my own t-shirt, but I'm fat, so as I lose, it's also winter, so I can't really walk around in a t-shirt. It's Melbourne. I'll freeze to death even if it's sunny, but that's Melbourne for you. And then pop into the chat room and hang out with like-minded, like-hearted, and just like people. There, I said it. If you'd like to join said show, call Chinwag making fun of everything session, it's Monty_Dean, and if you're on my contact lists already, just send me a message and I'll add you to the call. And here's three I prepared earlier. We have our our New York correspondent, John Z, our Central American correspondent, Bruce McDonald, and some git from Sydney. No, I mean, sorry, no, our New South Wales regional office, Cortec. How are you, gentlemen?
Good, thanks.
Oh, good, thank you. And that's all we have time for here at No. Mr. Z, how are you?
I'm very good, especially because you didn't use the word Z.
Well, there you go. And, well, have you figured out your timeline problem? Because your clock was messing. I got another message from John an hour ago. Let me add me to the call. Like, sure, in 45 minutes. So, just good times.
Yeah, you know, slight mix-up.
You know, it's 2020 in August. 4 months till Christmas, or in lockdown speak, that's 11 days till Christmas. In the background there, that is Bruce's dog saying that, for God's sake, man, put some pants on. How are you, Bruce? Oh, the dog's offended by that joke.
Righto. So, what's going on in the land down under over there?
Have good,
the
thank you.
Taken over.
I don't know what he's
there. He is. There he is.
Did they talk?
We can we can hear you. So you may have a bad connection.
They talk to each other at night, like they talk.
Bruce is having a lot of internet troubles, so he's probably on at least a 30-second delay.
It's gonna make it tricky.
Yeah, he's calling from 1952.
So here's from Monty from your intro. Here's a movie quiz. Like, it should be pretty easy. I reckon it's pretty easy. So who is this character? Many, many, many.
A racist.
No,
Tony the dinosaur.
It's Lassard from Police Academy.
Anyway. Yes. But that's an impression of Al Jolson, who was a white man who blacked up. So it's 2020, yo. Because I remember in MASH, Klinger does the same thing. He gets down one knee and he's wearing a slip of a dress as he's guard duty at night. And as a Jeep drives up or a truck, whatever it is, it's like, mammy, mammy, my dear old mammy. And nearly gets hit by a car. So, but, you know, those, you it's, know. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it comes from a mammy. I didn't even think of that.
Well, that was interesting. The call just dropped. So
that was slightly odd.
Yeah, we got a little bit too racist there, I think, ladies and gentlemen. So hang on.
Wow. In retrospect, you know, with everyone now condemning blackface, I just want to go out and say I no longer support greenface when it comes to aliens.
What is green face?
Well, I can answer that one quite quickly. Also, just for editing purposes, the call dropped for whatever reason, and so we're back because I'm just thinking ahead for the YouTube. So it's recording and excellent. Greenface is a main perpetrator of greenface is Jim Carrey, the heathen, because he's done it twice. He was the mask as well as the Grinch.
And the that insanely hot chick from the new Star Trek.
She's gone green face?
Yeah, she was. Well, she's Gamora in the MCU.
But that was good. I support that. That was like a light green. It was like full on green. Yeah. It's like a being from another planet. To give a break.
Yeah, so for those playing at home, you just lodged. For those playing at home, you lodge Cortec under "I'm not racist, but." No, see, it's not as green. It's a different green. Yeah,
I reckon people should be able to paint their face whatever color they want without.
You've got this weird idea that actors should be judged on their merit. I mean, what's wrong with you? The other thing is that actress. I can't remember her name. She's so gorgeous, but she played. Rosa Parks, or a famous African-American from the 20th century, but she apologized that her skin wasn't as dark as the character she was supposed to play. That's the
Are
level.
Are you kidding me?
No. Why would you? No.
Wow.
I mean, it's very hard to figure out parody and satire these days.
Sounds like she was fishing for compliments.
Well, who knows? Or it's just that liberal, far left ideology, liberalism, where it's like, oh, we can't say anything because, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Her name's Zoe Saldana.
Yes, yeah, she's a good actress, but she's also, yeah, she's been green, she's been black, and she's also been blue because she's the hot Navi lady in Avatar.
Does that make her a racist?
No.
I guess so.
But idiots that would be listening calling us racist because we're talking about color, it's like she's still an awesome actress.
Dude. I find it very interesting that this has all come up nowadays. I mean, when you start looking in the past, especially in the old movies, like just when we came out with like color film and all that,
yep.
You know, there was no such thing as CGI or computer graphics, right, until the 90s. And, you know, for lack of a better term, like if you couldn't cast an actor that had a particular skin tone, you painted them. You know, like
all the early films when they were doing over in Egypt and stuff. You know, there wasn't someone from Saudi in the movies at all. Is everyone with a little bit of shoe polish or something? He's not from over there.
Okay, the term you're looking for is makeup.
Poor makeup.
Special effects.
Special effects makeup, which, you know,
is makeup
Scarlett racist? Scarlett Johansson. She's lovely as well. She was going to play a character who was trans, that transitioned from one to the other. And these loud idiots in the background started screaming, she's taking away jobs from transgender people. So she withdrew. And we're getting to the point that apparently if, say, the three of us make a 1942 bioepic of Adolf Hitler, we have to find a Nazi to play Hitler.
I feel like we're in an episode of South Park.
The ridiculousness of everything. I was thinking about what the hell am I going to talk about on the show today? And it's like the new normal, as you know, not the New World Order new normal of, like, you know, we have to get used to the new, well, the new normal of.
No, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. There are new normals who still choose to do that kind of stuff, but this is not a new normal. Let's not give that speed.
Well, I can't, because you cut in halfway through to explain what I was trying to say, because the new normal is just everything's insane. So just sit back and watch the ride, because it's flipping from I watched some of the Democratic convention last week, and I did a small report where it looks so boring, and they're trying to create a reality where it's like, we want to defund the police, we want to have open borders and give all citizen perks to undocumented immigrants. I'll translate into criminal trespass. That's what basically undocumented immigrants are. Now, the thing is, I've been watching the Republican convention, and it's so much better. I have no idea why. This is like thing about hope and America's good, and the energy is completely different, where it's like, hey, now, as an outsider, I really haven't been following the political thing, only just talking on this show. But if I was forced to vote, I'm going with the Republicans, because they seem to be happy, and they've got this idea about freedom and the idea of America. Now, don't at me, as we say on social media. But the First Lady did her speech, and I enjoyed that more than Michelle Obama's speech, which was just depressing and having a go at people. Like, it was a lot of Orange Man bad. You know, you can see the total differences.
I don't even know why she gets the airtime.
Oh, because President Obama was very popular with the populace, and he's a handsome young man, or old man now. Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
This is why we don't work in the same studio. Chairs will be thrown.
Throw him a bone. Throw him a bone.
Go chase. Door locks. Oh, sorry. The perception of Obama that he's smooth and sophisticated and charming. And there are people still out there that think that his presidency of two terms was scandal free. Pause for laughter.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but there's a lot of scandals as well. It's like, well, except for Fast and Furious, the birth certificate, spying on the Trump campaign.
Like just after he finished office, his nest egg got busted. It was in the Caribbean. A boat called the Lady Michelle got busted with a couple of tons.
Well, you know, sending plane loads of money to Iran. It's like, yeah, well done. Now the thing is, I have no, what is it? I don't have a dog in this fight type thing, because I know that the system is completely stuffed and we need to clean house and everything else like that. But if I'm forced between, you know, egomaniac-esque TV presenter that's run a business for decades, or insane grandpa. I'm going to go with I would lean towards Trump instead of Biden, because, yeah, it's like I'm not even American and I can see that the Democratic Party wants to destroy America. It's like, really? But do you know what Bette Midler actually tweeted today?
Do you follow Bette Midler?
No. No. It's very cold in that shadow. Well, she tweeted during Mrs. Trump?
Yeah.
Oh my God, she still can't speak English.
What a racist!
Yeah, which is gone, and you're a bitch.
Came off as a bit of a bitch, even when she was in her heyday at the nicest. You know, like turn the cameras off, close the door, resting bitch face comes and rips your face off.
Yeah, even through, like, I don't know if you can spot someone being a bitch while they're singing, but that would be a fascinating superpower. But, the stand-up was very edgy and bitey and sort of, so she hasn't mellowed well, Miss Smith. I know, unfortunately, Bruce is having technical difficulties, so he won't be back on the call maybe next week. But he's had a bit of he follows Bette just for the stupidity of what she's saying. She's up there with Alyssa Milano, where it's like, I know how. Like, you know, Alyssa Milano apparently contracted COVID-19. For those listening, it is a virus. I mean, sure, 99.96% of people that catch it survive. I understand that.
Sounds like she's just staying relevant.
Well, no, she knitted or crocheted her own mask. So I wonder how she got it then.
Fabulous.
It's like this mask. I put this mask on to stop spreading the coronavirus. I could drive a truck through the holes in this thing, woman. Yeah, the second Death Star could fit through easily, and
She sounds like she's on her own level, though. I'm not sure if Midler's up to that kind of stuff.
No. Well, it's like she for the historians, she actually praised Woodrow Wilson. Who's, I think, the second worst United States president.
What for?
National parks or something like that. But yeah, that in itself is a good thing. But joining World War One, stuffing up the Treaty of Versailles and bringing in the Federal Reserve, not so much.
After a policy of neutrality at the outbreak of World War One, Wilson led America into a war in order to make the world safe for democracy. Thanks, Woodrow.
I still a great joke that I have. It's not mine, but I lifted it. What's the result of World War One? World War Two? And then, yeah, that's Versailles. If you go back and kill Hitler, you'll have someone called Hisler or someone like it's the. Because of what happened in Versailles, which apparently two Wahlbergs were on each side negotiating the treaty. And the Germans joined World War One late in the day. Everyone's just going, oh, it's the Germans' fault. So yeah, a bit of history. That's the thing about education. You got to try and find it. So quickly, Cortec, how are you? I mean, don't look at Victoria, please. Hellborn is still crap, and we'll get into that. It's another. I think we're around about the midpoint of stage four, lockdown 4.0. what's it like? Yeah, I know. It's like if it happens for a sixth time, there's only five Die Hard movies.
Well, you'll have to switch. You have to go out of Die Hard and switch to public Police Academy. They went to six or seven.
Yeah, no, they ended up
Citizens on Patrol, stuff like that.
Yeah, that was four. They ended up in Moscow. So lockdown in Moscow, maybe not. But how is Sydney, New South Wales going?
A bit lazy feeling, but don't know the difference, really.
Well, that's the other thing someone mentioned. Apart from the news, does anyone notice that there's a pandemic going on? I mean, I see masks and there's hardly people anything out. But apart from that, it's same.
There is none. There never was a pandemic. How very dare you? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess if I did tune into the nightly news, I probably would be shocked and appalled at what I saw, but I don't.
I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
Good day, sir. I said good day.
great couple of lines from. There's a Beatles parody called The Russells, and it follows the history of the Beatles. Apparently, it's done by Eric Idle from Monty Python. He sent a copy of it to all the Beatles, just to, the Beatles, to make sure they're okay. And apparently, John Lennon didn't send his copy back, so he must have liked it.
Was that recently or was that while he was still alive? Sorry, I might have totally misread that joke.
Yeah, well, it's about 78, I think, 78 or 79. In the Beatles' actual timeline, their manager passed away. He's only 32, and I think it was 67, 68. I could be wrong. And the interesting thing is apparently he liked the lads, but he was very good. He steered the Beatles for like 7 years, and you could see how it all worked out well. Unfortunately, he passed away. Now, in the Ruttles storyline, the manager's was called Leggy Mountbatten. and so what did he like about the Ruttles? What made him want to I think it was the tight trousers. And they used that gag about eight times sort of thing. But instead of dying, he unfortunately and tragically accepted a teaching job in Australia.
And is he still alive?
Who?
Wait, no. Sorry. What
it's a story, Cortex. Strange man. Now, the joke is the drummer who's supposed to be Ringo Starr is called Barry Wom. The manager passed away when the Beatles were in Bangor or something in Wales at under a retreat. And so the Ruttles like were shocked and stunned. Shocked and stunned. And so they repeat. Anyway, it's a long way of getting to a one line joke because, yeah, but. I got laughs out of it.
What's the end of it?
What's the end of what?
That joke.
We're shocked. Shocked. Stunned. And stunned. Stunned. Because they've got Liverpudlian accents.
So, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Where do you guys stand on fall? F-A-U-L.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, depending if he's lying down. Oh, right. I read that. Yeah, zing. Now, someone that could probably tell you the code of what fall is. I don't know. Even he's still alive and still playing. So he's done well, the second Paul. Paul 2, Paul Harder. Anyway, we've been joined by another Victorian. And it'd be interesting to hear his perception of being on house arrest. Pony, are you there, my friend?
Yo. What's up, boys?
Yeah.
What's up? What's up?
Yes. Let's travel. 2003. Yeah.
We trained for this event.
Yeah, I know.
Sitting around doing nothing. We're experts, mate.
Yep. It's the apocalypse and
wizards of suburbia.
What's your latest matrix of dots, Pony, that you've come into your periphery?
You don't want to know.
I do. I do. You got great dots.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Planet Collingwood, the dating
phrasing.
Game.
Phrasing.
I got to watch Archer again just for the stupidity of like, oh my, don't shoot in the airship. It's helium. It's oxygen. anyway, well, go ahead, sir.
I'm still watching Japan, but yeah, I feel embarrassed talking about it. It's easy when I do it by myself. Like,
what are
you,
what are you watching about Japan?
Oh, I got Kobe thing, and now I'm watching September 1st. 24th went by without anything. I was expecting a earthquake to destroy Japan, Tokyo, sorry. Well, hang on. If we go to Edgar Cayce, he said that will go into the ocean at some point in his readings. Now, I don't know. Just throwing it. Now, September 1.
Did that come from Edgar, or was that there before just because of the geography of the whole place sitting on that that cliff there? That's interesting because that's been around for a while. I was wondering where the genesis of it was.
The concept of Japan falling into the ocean? Or?
Yeah, off the cliff on the right-hand side of it, kind of thing, on the east side.
The whole... Well, he mentioned the whole country, the whole continent.
Yeah, right. So that would be from his readings. That dude was amazing. Yeah, sorry.
Pre-World War II, I believe, as well. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, no, just something small. It was an asteroid coming by on September 1st. This is silly, I know. It's called 2011 ES4. Now, a month ago... it was known about, and I thought, entering stage 4, because we've seen the new one called VP1, right?
Did you see that one that went past about a week ago? Pretty close? Like, closer than our orbiting satellites, pretty much. I mean, it would have burned up if it was any closer, but still.
Yeah, that's maybe what they told us. Again, I was dealing with what they give us, a little, like, spaceweather.com, they promote one a bit more than the other, and I think they're sort of coded messages. Anyway, I'm looking for an earthquake, potential tsunami, and I realized that ES4, 2011 ES4, could have been entering stage 4 because we were thinking how they're running these phases on us, right?
What is stage 4? The comet's entering stage 4? What is that?
Okay, so about a month or two ago, I saw they'd listed an asteroid for September 1 called 2011 ES4.
Yeah.
And it was due to come by real close as well, September 1st, and I thought, all right, maybe it's a coded message. So at the time I thought, okay, we're going into that phase 4 in the sort of game plan of how they're telling us, and it's around this time that we're going to enter their phase 4, and I thought maybe that code, that rock means entering stage 4. Okay, that's what I thought it meant. Now I think it means something else. If you take 2011... ES4, the two numbers can be associated with an earthquake and tsunami. 2004, Asia. 2011, Asia. See where I'm going? But ES4, what's that? Earthquake, tsunami? It should be tsunami, but it's a T. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm watching for now. There's more to that. I've got paradoxes galore. Why don't birds have propellers? Why don't birds have propellers? Now, it's a metaphorical, rhetorical question.
Where do seagulls go at night?
They come out of the ocean.
Well, the funny thing is that Tsunami was a kid's TV series block back in the early 2000s. Confusing me.
A cut, what type? Like a manga?
Well, it was the first... it was on Cartoon Network, and it was basically the first push for Japanese anime to be here in the West. So you had things like Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, and then Toonami eventually turned into Adult Swim, which had Cowboy Bebop, Inuyasha.
Classic stuff.
Yes.
I was an X-Men fan. I watched X-Men in the mid-90s, so, and then Pokemon
came out. I was very pissed that they did not... they did not finish that because it got cut off in the middle of their last season, I think it was.
We got a couple of early seasons like that of compilation weird stuff called Liquid Television in the early 90s. And it was a compilation of some weird manga, some strange Aeon Flux animations, and just really kind of random stuff too. It was quite cool.
Aeon Flux It's amazing. There was barely any dialogue in that TV cartoon series, but yeah that really, like, whoa.
They made a movie about that, didn't they? Like, wow, she's wearing a skin tight suit. I'm watching this anyway.
That was
I think that's why people watched Underworld.
Yeah, I didn't mind the story. So.
Outfits.
Yeah, makeup and costume. John Wayne, not the actor, has been talking about the September 1st Rock that is coming towards us. Apparently, there's another one around about the 4th of November. And my theory is that Zeus is near the asteroid belt with a hockey stick going, whack, take that, mortals. Because have you noticed, like, I know, Pony, you would probably see this, where you're tracking stuff and seeing what spaceweather.com's putting up there, and then all of a sudden, oh, we've just been passed by an asteroid. We didn't see it coming. Like, what are you people doing to earn a check there? Yeah. Like, really?
It's almost as if they don't want us to know if something's on its way.
The one you mentioned that's coming just before the election, that's called VP1. Now, in my mind, it's forget the space rock. It's not real. It's a code. So the quick, simple one is, who's the VP? It's Pence. So watch Pence. Watch potential play with, dare I say it, Tucker. Maybe Pence has a heart attack and there's just got to be a quick, on the night into the new day, election day, something coded to the VP1. Now, it could also be a decoy, because if you're military planning, you always plan as if the enemy knows or it's got something. And so if they've coded these rocks, they've gone, okay, we need to insert one that's easy to decode. They've caught onto it. Let them have their fun. Nothing will happen. And we'll code the next lot.
So would you say that we're a bit pensive about that one?
Hey!
Yeah, catch this, Pence.
I don't doubt there's a lot of code in news. A lot.
Well, that's the other thing as well, where anything can happen in 12 hours in the timeline / event line. And so finding code's really hard, where it's like, well, what the hell is that? So I can sort of feel your pain, Pony, where it's like, well, if I go from pattern recognition, this would happen. But we're in crazy loopy land, so it could be a My Little Pony. I don't know.
Stoner, mate. I'm just a stoner.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a hobby, though, because we're in lockdown stage 4, and we don't have much to do, so apart from...
Well, that would be what the plan is, whatever this vaccination... It could be even worse than I think, and they might do it now. 100,000 people get vaccinated, they drop dead in a week. The media says, look, the flu's come back, quick. Go get your vaccinations. 200,000 people go. They drop.
Oh, it's a fifth wave. It's a fifth wave.
Get your vaccinations, quick.
Well, that's the. I had this thought in the last week of, like, you know, if you don't want to catch COVID, don't get tested. And also, I haven't. It's just the comedic mind connecting dots. But have you noticed? It's just seen. You know, all these outbreaks are in lockdown. Like, the Amish aren't dropping dead. The homeless people aren't dropping dead. Sweden's doing all right. But it's...
Unless Milano's got no friends.
They forgot about New Zealand, and they're like, hey, guys, what about us? 100 days, we're free. Oh, now we've got it again. Shit.
Shit.
Yeah, four cases. It's locked down all the islands, even though the two main ones are 4 hours apart by boat. It's like, you can shut down the North Island. You don't need the South Island to shut down. It's like basically saying, ladies and gentlemen, there was a car accident in Perth today, so all your cars will be burnt. Like even in Russia, Iceland, New York, all cars are now banned because some git in Perth took a left turn instead of a right one.
Did you catch what was on TV last night, Monty?
Oh.
In our Overlord's view, we are the bane of their existence.
Oh, yeah, that's the interesting thing is, I'll bring this to the table, my friend, so get your chips ready. Why am I talking poker? I don't play that. There is an event, Facebook event, that wants to actually have And it's Australia-wide now, just not Victoria. Unfortunately, 22 people in Adelaide want to join. So well done there. A protest about lockdowns. And the media actually picked it up and referred to as conspiracy theories and everything else like that. But are they trying to push for a confrontation? Because they've just told all these other people about it. So it would be interesting if they got a bump in numbers. Because unfortunately, I'll go a little bit solemn here. I think we're over 300 people dying in Victoria, which could be just the natural evolution of how society works, because 60 million people die a year on the planet. On the flip side of that, we're over 3,000 suicides, and they don't refer to that at all. So I think
one's important, more important than the other there.
Well, they're connected, because,
and I'm not calling COVID as the most important one either.
No. The thing is that the government's overblown its response to COVID, and we have to wait for a vaccine. But what about I just keep thinking Harley Quinn from Batman, so that's my fault. And it's they're sticking to the guns. I even tweeted 2 days ago, if there is no conspiracy for the New World Order, what we are seeing, they are following the same script.
Yeah, now, exactly.
We've been rejoined by Bruce. How is your connection there, sir?
I fixed it.
Hey!
Calm down. You fixed it. Oh, it's right in front of me. So, yes, you sound beautiful, sir.
Thank you.
Excellent. So, yeah, we've talked about space rocks and Zeus with a hockey stick and trying to take out the mortals. And now a fun topic, suicides. I actually posted, can people stop killing themselves, please?
I saw that.
Yeah, asking for your friends. From a spiritual point of view, it's slightly different. However, it's been five. I also tweeted. Oh, I posted as well. So, how is everyone doing 5 months into a 2 week lockdown? For new listeners, that's how we deal with dark subjects. We make it comedic so we can plow through all this shit. That's the pressure on humanity is getting immense, and with the protest, that's going to sort of bring things to a head in a certain aspect. And if there's a flare of coronavirus's cases, they'll blame that and all keep spiraling on and on. The weirdest thing about this, Pony, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, we have the most draconian laws on the planet with the whole reaction to coronavirus. And if you expand it out into history, we are worse than Stalin's Russia, East Germany, and even the Nazis.
How dare you?
I don't know. Under written law, maybe.
First sunny day, everyone's outside. That's very strange. I'll be fine.
What we need is a bigger head with a catchy mustache.
Our premier, which is like the governor, dictator Dan.
Oh, okay.
Dog shit as well. He should also resign. We have an election in 2022. It'd be interesting if he stays there. Now, Bruce, what was that reaction for?
Well, I was just noticing Pony on the call too, and then I looked at the call list, and I mean, this isn't a round table, it's a walkabout.
Yeah, yeah. We've got the card table on wheels.
Yes. Boy, you guys are really taking it on the chin there in Australia, man. Like, I can't believe it, what's going on there.
What's going on? Or what's being as reported as going on?
Yeah, well, apart from...
Really aggressive policing, separation of families in New Zealand, strict curfew. So am I correct in that you guys are the first of the Five Eyes countries to enter in what we would call the fall or early winter rebound of the virus, and that's why they're watching you so closely? Is that a rationale?
Sort of, yeah. Because we're in our third, like if August is the third winter month. We're coming to the end of our winter, and it's only been cold for a week. It's been winterish, so the weather's playing funny buggers, as we say here in Australia, which is fascinating. So we're moving out of winter into fall and or autumn for those English speaking people. The thing is, spring and autumn are very interesting because it's the change of temperature. You go from cold to hot or warm, and that's when people sort of get colds and sniffles because the body's got to acclimate, and especially spring with pollen. And it's like, I can't remember it because it's so ridiculous. Storm pollen. Remember that concept? Yeah. It's like, it's thousands of years, and like in the last 3 years, oh, there's storm pollen, so be careful out there, everyone.
That sounds ridiculous.
What the hell are you talking about?
Is that ridiculous? Sounds ridiculous. It's the first time I've heard of that. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not the chemtrails or everyone got asthma or anything. Go ahead, Mr. McDonald.
So, I mean, what is life like in Australia? What's it like to go to the grocery store? What's your social life like? Do you ever get together with friends, have a beer?
No.
Watch, what is the big sport there in Australia? Is it cricket, rugby?
Cricket during the summer, depending on what part of the country you're in during winter, it's AFL football as well as rugby league, not the real sport, which is rugby union. League's sort of a mamby-pamby version of that. there, I said it. But in Melbourne, like stage three, they try not to let people, like you could say, you can go visit your lover, but you can't see grandma and all this weird crap. But four is you have to stay in your house. You're only allowed to travel 5 kilometers from your house, and that's only for exercise and buying food. Only one person per household can go buy food. And so when you go to the supermarket and groceries, it's same. It's just social distancing, but everyone is wearing a mask, and it throws you because it's like, am I going to get robbed? Oh, wait, no. It's a medical thing. No social thing. I mean, Pony could probably join. I haven't seen him at the meetings because the meeting's for hermits. But we're hermits, so it really hasn't changed for us. It's like, what's it like? And like, I wear a mask now when I go shopping. That's it. But other people that actually go out to clubs and pubs and or even go to a restaurant or they're like, say, an Italian family or Greek, any culture that has better family ties than I do, it's hitting everyone hard. Mental illness is being ramped up, anxiety, depression, and even the idea of trying to go outside. Then you have the police force policing this farce.
Interpreting the rules as they see fit.
Yeah, a guy actually got not threatened, but he was harangued, if that's the right word, by some policemen because he put the bins out after 8 p.m. because we also have a curfew. And I actually put it on I tweeted on Twitter, and I'm up to 51 likes. It's one of my better tweets.
I'd be super unreasonable if I was harangued putting out the bins. You know, you got a curfew, but that means don't go anywhere, but put out your bins. Jesus, you know?
Okay. So a harangue is a highly charged emotional speech given by a military leader to troops that are about to go into battle.
I used that wrong.
Yeah, right, he was severely chastised by the police.
Yeah, he was picked on, yeah. and I shared with on my tweet, I had a meme of Morgan Freeman and from The Shawshank Redemption, who played Andy. Tim Robbins?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just a photo of them sitting in the jail yard. And so, like, what are you in for? I put the bins out at 8:01. And I just said three weeks ago it was a meme. Today it's real. 2020, yo.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had a thought today, and it was about the 2020 election. And I thought, well, look, man, I mean, it doesn't seem to matter who's in the White House. You know, I mean, nobody is stopping what's going on now. We all know it's a farce.
I agree.
You know, I mean, the best we can hope. Here is what I'm starting to get worried about this Trump presidency. I mean, I haven't lost faith, but this is, you know, a long period of time to deliver on, you know, I would say promises that were made. And we're being asked to double down on this, and it'll be his last term, so whoever is behind him, and there are many forces behind Trump, many forces behind Trump. I mean, you have to... You have to be a polygamist to survive at that level of political power in the United States system. Polygamist means he's not faithful to one mistress.
Or to any.
So, you know, naval intelligence who got him in, they may have a program to try and, in some measure, clean up the world. And that may be going on. There's clearly an Israeli agenda behind Trump. There's clearly a corporate agenda behind Trump, because most of the money he's dispersed for emergency means have gone to corporations, and they've used it to buy stock, to bolster their stocks. Now, you could say that he's protecting people's futures and their 401ks, but I would say it's really perceptual at this point, right? I mean, that's not a long-term fix. I mean, that's just bubblegum on a copper tube and calling it plumbing, right? So you gotta ask yourself, does it really matter? I mean, at the end of the day, they're decimating the global economy, and we don't know. Trump has been famous for a kind of double entendre in the way he speaks. There's a superficial message that the media likes to chop up like liver and throw into a fry pan with onions. And then there's a kind of sublayer to what he says. And for a long time, I was able to follow the guy. But I don't see that subtext when he speaks about COVID. I don't see him associate. I mean, he calls it, you know, the Wuhan flu or the China flu. And I don't think a war with China is what America needs right now. I don't think it is China. And if it was China, when he says China, he means it as a euphemism for China and American associates who planned it together. I mean, but my point is, and I'm being long-winded here, but my point is, I don't see the very deft management of subtext and the double entendre we saw as he masterfully handled the Russiagate and the impeachment. I don't see it here. Over.
It does just seem like he's reading a script, and that there seems a lack of understanding.
Yeah, like why aren't we getting hints by now? Like the way he hinted at, you know, the missing children in Haiti at the. I always use my gold standard example, the Archbishop's dinner in New York before the election. Why aren't we seeing that kind of bravado when it comes to COVID? Like, well. This may not be a natural event, folks. We've got people looking into this. We'll let you know. Might have something to say about this. I mean, it's, you know, I hate to say this because I'm a Trump supporter, but man, the guy never loses an opportunity to defend himself when it's about him, right? Like Russiagate or the impeachment or whatever. COVID's about us. He doesn't seem too motivated.
Maybe it's an operation he feels that he was told about 2 or 3 years ago that he feels totally and utterly out of his control.
Okay. If we, all I'll say at this point is, look, I'm not getting off the bus. I have stock answers for everything now. And look, I bought the Trump stock. And, you know, the final earnings report is not going to be into November. I'm not tearing up my stock. Now, it's only 3 more months to wait. I've already gone 37, 38 months, or sorry, 44 months. So why not? Why not? Why not follow through on the investment and see if it pays off, right? So I'm not getting off the bus. But, you know,
there's no bus stop anyway.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem to be at the same level of control. I don't know if they've checkmated him. I don't know. Man, look, if we are being played, we will go down as the stupidest political generation in history, the people who supported Trump. If this is, you know, a standard Hegelian dialectic and, yeah. You know, Trump was the dentally challenged Christian white man's version of Barack Obama to the minorities in America. Just, you know, and the entire political process seems to be this radical pendulum swing that has been sort of in a mesmer-like way, leading us hypnotically towards this sort of dueling banjos, this violence on the street. This, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because if you look at the flip, like the system sucks. But I don't know if you heard at the start. I would sort of lean towards Trump, because if you look at the opposition that's being put forward, which is Biden and just pure chaos and lawlessness. And yes. If you take that really big step back, are the Democrats being that crap so Trump can continue on with the script? I don't see being at that level. I mean, Trump really... go ahead.
Yes, you bring up an excellent point. I mean, the Democrats have put forward a lay-down candidate. They're basically running with old Yeller. And the angry one... What is the word for 1/16th black, you know? Half black is mulatto, quarter black is quatroon. What is 1/16th? That's Kamala Harris. Wakanda forever. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, she's half Jamaican, half Indian. And that was a blip on the radar. It's like, oh, now she's calling herself black. I've got a fair good evidence that, yeah, there are, you know, Jamaicans are black. They're not African. They could be connected to Africa through blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the natives of Jamaican are black, you idiots.
No, there's no such thing as a native Jamaican. The black people that were there were brought over by the British.
That was all slavery, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. So the Caribbean story is quite interesting. I've learned it quite well. I live in the Caribbean part of Costa Rica. Like 50% of the province I live in is Jamaican. And then, that includes mulattoes too, like Spanish and Jake. Oh my God, you should see the women in this province. It's like a constant J Lo video over here. It's nonstop. I'm telling you,
Without 10 years ago.
yeah, but better. And really, really, really attractive natural women, and all halter tops and cut off shorts and flip flops. Real Daisy Duke looking. And Jesus, did I ever deviate there? I learned the whole Caribbean thing here, right? And that was the British. The British brought the blacks to Guyana, Havana. The black man comes from Africa and nowhere else. There is no indigenous native black person. Now, why is Jamaica uniformly black? Well, because those are the people they brought over to do, probably it was a sugarcane operation. And they weren't brought over as slaves, per se. There were two classes, and one was volunteer, and that was indentured labor. I mean, you have to sign like a 3-year contract. Hey, if you get on this wooden boat, you can't leave for 3 years. So that's the difference between indentured labor and slavery. So Guyana is indentured labor, and Indians signed up for that too. A lot of people left India. So there's Indians in South America too. People don't know this. You go to Guyana, it's half Indian. I mean, like Punjab, like Bombay Indian, Bangladesh. Yeah.
What is that's not from slavery though, as well, is it?
That was also sugarcane indentured servitude. The Indians went over. Don't forget, they were very poor farmers like 120 years ago. Not poor. I mean, I think they've got the richest culture in the world. That's just me, but that's another thing.
They were still part of British Empire at the time, so the trade links would be very strong.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. So all the black populations in the Caribbean here were all brought over. Right. They were all brought over. So and same thing with Costa Rica. They were brought in from Jamaica because they were the only people strong enough to build the railroad. The work was so hard that any people the Chinese tried first, they died. Chinese are over here, too. They've been here for a while in Costa Rica. Not a lot of them. Not a lot of them. That the first wave left. But they're coming over in droves now. The Chinese are to the world now what the Americans were in the 70s and 80s. They're this migrating force with money starting businesses. That's, you know, they're doing it everywhere now. You can't see a business over 400 square feet not Chinese owned in Panama these days. It's really quite remarkable.
Well, I could see the incentive to leave the homeland because it's run by idiots.
Yes, and you want a little bit of space and a chance to prosper. Plus, it's easier to compete against non-Chinese because nobody works as hard as Chinese people, right? Like, they work. Yeah. Give them their due, man. They're a 16-hour-day people. You know, eat at the cash register.
Yeah, I've watched on the advice of Andrew Bartzis, to, you know, one of his shows, he said, watch these films. He said, if you've seen IP Man or Ip Man, I liked it so much I bought all four of them on Blu-ray. And Detective D as well, where there's three of those films. And the budget, it's so good to see a non-Hollywood film formula without the woke shit. And yeah, it's like, wow. I mean, it's a bit of a read, but still, you get the concept. And up until when was it? Is it the Cultural Revolution or the Civil War? When did the communists come in? Like 1947, 49?
Well, they didn't really gain control to World War II. So,
okay. Before then, obviously, there was a reason they got rid of the emperor because it wasn't working out. However, you've got this massive culture where, you know, let's build a palace. You could land a plane in this room. You go back 3,000 years when I did have cable TV on the Discovery Channel to fill up spaces because not every show would get to an hour. So you had 5 or 6 minutes between shows. They had little things of like originally invented in China and like gunpowder was invented 5,000 years and all this stuff where it just makes me laugh at the racists. Like, oh, they're dumb. They created most of modern stuff 3,000 years ago, you twat.
Yeah, we kind of headed towards the scientific, you know, lighting of the sun and how that works, and they took a more spiritual path for the most part.
Yeah, they're very spiritual, and their movies, like especially Hong Kong, because it's that British. The British were there for a century, and that's where Ip Man is the Wing Chun master that taught Bruce Lee, and so Wing Chun. I do apologize.
Yeah.
I've been wrapping my head around that because I've got Wushu as well in my head. Anyway, they're great films.
That is a really good street fighting technique. It doesn't carry over to mixed martial arts and pro athletics and stuff, but just for staying generally limber and able to defend yourself like right up into your 60s or 70s, it is an excellent martial art. Don't be deceived by those YouTube videos coming out of China where the, you know, mixed martial art guy always beats the 55-something Tai Chi master.
Yeah. We're at the break. We're halfway through Planet Collingwood. Please stick around and donate if you can. We'll be right back after these messages.
Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got
here. We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? No!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome back to part two of Planet Collingwood here on Revolution Radio. If you enjoyed the last hour, please go to the website, freedomslips.com and or revolution.radio, and donate what you can so we can continue sharing, well, my stupidity and all the other information that everyone else puts out, because there's two studios and there's 144 hours in a day. So there's also archives, which are free at the moment. If you go to the archive page, you'll be able to get the archives, because there's no way in hell you can listen to everything at the same time. Or if you do, you'll be very confused because you'll have two studios going at the same time and you'll never sleep. So don't do that. Once you're there, buy some merch and then pop into the chat room and hang out with lovely people who May Street 139 just said hello, so I'm saying hello back. Hello. And it's nice to hear Bruce on the late night. So, yes, Bruce is being on the
Hey, yo.
Hey. Speaking of China, as we were, it came out in the last 24 hours that a ambassador or someone with the Foreign Office of the Chinese government has basically said they have hurt feelings towards Australia because Australia wanted to do an investigation of the virus coming out of China. Because it did, you spoon.
Can we just make a blanket statement that we don't really care about hurt feelings?
No, I'm offended now.
Can we just make a blanket statement that we can't remember a virus in the last two decades that didn't come out of China?
Yeah, there's a great film called Pathogen, and it's a very great ending of how it explains all of it. That's all I'll say. I don't want to give spoilers.
Yeah.
It's worth seeing. Now, that's a pandemic, because you could die in 48 hours if you get it. Here, you wait 2 weeks to find out if you have it.
You may not even know.
I can't figure these people out. You know, Jimmy Choo gets 98 in calculus but still doesn't know that you can't shit beside the rice bowl. I don't get it. Like, how can you be so smart and so stupid at the same time?
Yes, unless there's some chicanery in the background going, oh, we'll release this one now.
Swine flu, bird flu, bat flu. I don't think it's chicanery. I think they have process problems.
Is it like Chinese astrology? Are they just going through each animal? Next will be tiger flu. It's just, and also the photos of is there a connection with the deep state? And then there's photos of Obama and Fauci in the actual Wuhan lab.
Is there? I don't know. I'm still not sure.
Yeah. Let's not make connections. You'll be a communist. Not a communist. You'll be an evil man. You dislike party. You go now.
Yeah, but you got to wonder, man. Nobody. I mean, we keep saying the same things, but nobody has ever seen anything like this. An entire shutdown of the global economy for six. Look, I'll tell you what's going on over here, man. They don't want people coming here anymore. You should see the amount of Americans posting messages into the Costa Rica expat groups on Facebook. You know, cause, like, I've never, it's like 5-10 messages a day now.
Saying what?
You know, how much does it cost to, they want to come here. How much does it cost to rent a house? It's finally starting to dawn on people that America may not be the safest place. Now, look, if they were doing well and making money and banking that money with an escape plan at the last minute, what is that again? High altitude, low open on your parachute? Mm-hmm. Then all the power to them. But one thing they didn't factor in is that, you know, everything changes when the crisis moment comes, right? So it's very hard to get into this country now, man. They're doing everything they can. Okay, so every country has its own lack of logic when it comes to this virus, right? We've discussed Australia. We've discussed the United States. Canada's whacked. So is Costa Rica. So they reopen borders to tourists, but they decide that they're only going to sell health insurance from the IHS or the Costa Rican Health Service, right? Yet you can't buy it from Red Cross or Blue Cross or any international provider. They do their calculus and it comes out to about $900 US per person for 3 weeks in Costa Rica. What family of five is going to come over with a $4,500 added on to their 2 or 3 week vacation? So as we discuss this in the Facebook groups, you know, people are saying, I think they're shutting this place down, man. I think this is intentional. They don't want to open it up again. Like it's, something is going on. They've all been told. They've all been taken. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. I'm sure half these world leaders are as dumb as a bucket of nails. They're not that bright. Oh, a big American scientist in a white smock said, bad things coming. I'm shutting down my country. The best voices of criticism and opposition I've seen are coming out of Africa. Like, what was it? Burgunda or something? Tanzania was one. Where the president did a press conference and talked about sending in papaya to be tested for COVID and came back positive, right? And there's an African country that starts with a B. I can't remember the name, Burundi or something like that. He gave a really vociferous speech, and dude died of a heart attack a week later. It was a fairly young, healthy man, and
yeah, no accident there.
But whatever they're whispering I'm sure the IMF is in on this, and they're just letting know all their debtor states know we back the WHO completely. So if you want to stay in our good graces, you'll do what you're told.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievably easy to control the world now. Why did we ever buy into these satanic systems, right?
Because everyone else doesn't really kind of collect together. You know, in generational groups to do stuff that's bad for other people, generally.
And also, the lies that this is a good life and we're moving forward. I'm 46, and I'm just going to use the 20th century. Yeah, I know. Lucky you're sitting down there, Bruce. Apart from personal experience of like, no, this is stuffed. The fake, as I call it, the fake reality that the mainstream media puts forward. Life is fantastic and we're achieving everything and blah, 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 blah. And then you leave your house and like, well, why is my next door neighbor's car on fire? What's going on?
And there's potholes.
Everybody's got their own buy-in, right? Like, you know, some people, their buy-in is religious mythology and prophecy. Some people, their buy-in is futurism. Well, it's difficult what we're going through, but it's going to be such a world when we come out the other side with this next wave of technology. Hey, go to your local library and read Popular Mechanics from the 1980s and tell me how much of that shit has come true. We're supposed to be in hover cars by now. It's supposed to be the... We're going backwards, not forwards.
Yeah, exactly. Or there's that level now. There, a lot of high-end, prestigious motor companies.
Yeah.
Like, this car can drive you. Like, yeah, but can anyone afford it?
we're a decade away from Master Blaster running New York on pig shit, man. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. I don't see this brave, and I think they dangle this whole futurism technology horse shit in front of us. I mean, I swear to God, these scientists get together for a beer and discuss the wildest imaginative constructive constructs they can conceive of as 1 or 2% possibilities based on scientific breakthroughs, and it hits the presses the next day. You know, look at the medical industry. Has a year gone by where the International Cancer Associations have not told us the breakthrough has come? There's all these buy-ins in the modern world. They're all lies, man. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is a lie.
Yeah, why are we so slow to think that that would apply to politics and the fact that the man on the street has a say in what's going on in the world?
A sort of answer to that is most people are still stuck in survival mode and they're trying to find money for food for their kids.
Yeah, you don't have time.
Yeah, it's like, look, if you don't let somebody drink water for 24 hours... you know pretty sure in the 25th hour they're going to be thirsty, right? And this is how the entire political system works when you look at the way they oscillate us between Clinton and W and Obama and now Trump. It's like, you know, well, what are we going to run on in that 2016 campaign? Try water. He hasn't drank in 24 hours. Vote for me, you get a glass of water. I'm voting for that guy.
Yeah, a good example of that.
I'm tired of this Negro rioting in Ferguson, and I'm voting for that guy.
A good example of that is that apparently after 47 years in office, Joe Biden's going to do something.
How is there a system where someone can be in a political office for that long? This is not about experience, really, is it? It's about doing a good job repealing laws and then getting out, not making laws. A lot of these politicians think that they, you know, need to come out of there with a story of the laws that they pass, and if they didn't pass a law, then they haven't done a good job. But actually, at this stage, you need to be repealing the laws that make absolutely no sense to get that new political edge and make you seem like you're a better politician.
It's all show. It's show business on a certain aspect. It's very pro wrestling. Because now I'm going to preface this with my major study into American politics was 7 seasons of The West Wing.
I think, however, I'm going to say WWF.
Well, no, I did watch that as well, and it's just like, oh, God, that's a bloke opera. It's like, oh, look, it's men in shorts beating up each other, and they're trying to be manly. But I can hit you in the head with a chair, but I can't say ass.
I enjoyed it at the time, and I never thought about it. Over.
You know those dudes are all queer, right? In WWF, you guys know that, right?
I'm looking at the girls. But
any man who spends that much time on their appearance is gay. Okay,
you want to speedos and oiled up, yeah.
The male in the Western world is going so gay now that in another 5 or 10 years, like, the slightly pot-bellied, normal-looking man is going to be the sexiest thing alive, because that'll be the only thing still interested in women. They're all gay. Those wrestlers are all gay, man. They're all, like, 80% of them are gay.
Going back to political careers, nothing gets done. Like, Martin Sheen, I can't remember, is it Bartlett, the name of the character? He has 8 years in office, and his main goal is to get one bill through the whole system.
I think that's how a lot of them kind of grade their performance. Politicians or people in office, they really, really look at themselves as having done or not done a good job based on if they get any laws through. Yeah, and that paradigm needs to totally change.
Yeah, that's because no one agrees on anything. The Simpsons use a great quote where Springfield's bridge. For this episode, they only can get into Springfield for a bit. Yeah, you know, Springfield changes every episode, but that's the joy of the show. And there's a comet going to hit it. They go to the Congress, and it's like, okay, just before we ratify this bill, is there anything else? And they're like, yeah, I just like to add a pay rise to this bill. Bam.
Denied.
And then you go to Ken Brockman, who's like, I've said it once and I'll say it again. Democracy doesn't work. And that's the American model in it. You have to try and appease everybody. You have to make everyone agree to get anything through, and it takes forever. Like, as I said, Joe Biden's been I think he's done something about guns or whatever, but you know, it's just the stupidity / irony of him saying the government's failed you while he's been in it for nearly 5 decades.
Yeah, maybe, like, you are the main cause.
Yeah, and I should
take some responsibility.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for you because
you've got such a great track record.
Yeah, and it's next time. They kick the can of whatever progress. It's next time. The slight difference with Trump was once he got inaugurated and hit the ground running, in that first 7 weeks, he was keeping promises. And all the other politicians are holding their chests going, oh, what's he doing? And then someone had a word and he slowed down. And he hasn't done – like, that. This is where they get he's the greatest president in the United States history. It's because he's done more than anyone else. And it doesn't – you don't have to agree with everything that he's done, but he has actually moved everything around. I'll stop there because I feel like I'm repeating myself because the media just tries to nail him on everything.
I'd just like to bring up that it was 2004 that the South Park creators came up with the it's always a choice between a douche and a turd sandwich.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing about, like, now, because if we go...
Sorry, on the, giant douche.
Yeah, if we go with the idea that Trump is a different faction of the New World Order, and that's why the Civil War's happening in front of us, because he was supposed to be the joke candidate and not win, but everyone hated Hillary, and so she lost. And
what do you mean hated?
Well, you like Hillary Clinton?
No, I still hate her.
Yeah, well, that answers your question.
That's a big commitment, Cortex. You're going steady. You're going steady with Hill. Hates a commitment. Why go steady with that bitch?
I should mention that 56 people, friends, acquaintances, and work colleagues have all died mysteriously. Apparently, the only person in history that's, or maybe Stalin, but I'm just saying. You know, like, you know,
I don't want to go that steady.
Yeah. Bill's fine with it because he survived AIDS, or is it cancer? He survived something. But anyone listening that actually is part of the Joe Biden campaign, I would find the receipt for that clone and try and get your money back because it's not working. Like, he did a 20-minute speech and everyone's like, look, he spoke coherently for 20 minutes. Yeah, I'm sure that was actually filmed. It wasn't live.
There's definitely something about Trump. I can't put my finger on it. It's not I'll answer my own question from the first hour. This is not a normal Hegelian dialectic. Mm. He took the other side by surprise, okay? I mean, he got into power with a platform that Washington is a rigged game full of professional politicians who should have cycled out 40 years ago or 35 or 25 years ago, depending on their tenure. Have you seen the Democrats accommodate America's desire for real politicians as a result, or people who can be effective as politicians coming from other sectors like business? You'd think they would take – normally when you have a real competition, what one side will do when they realize they're losing is they'll do what the winning side is doing. You see this a lot in warfare. Is John Z still on the call? Like, you know, I mean, in American troops go into a new land they've never fought in before, like the Viet Cong, and the Viet Cong have a different way of attacking them that's different than anything they've ever fought before. They get beat up for a while, and then they adapt. Okay, we can't go in 200-man parties anymore. We have to break into small 40-man groups and spread out in the jungle. This is how you fight over here. It's the same thing with politics. I don't see any adapt. The Democrats are doubling down on where the arrogant twats that own Washington. And this is why I think they're becoming the self-fulfilling prophecy of what, or the self-fulfilling validation of everything Trump said in 2016. It seems logically the worst possible thing they could do right now. So I don't Plus you throw in Sleepy Joe and the 1/16th black person who likes to murder people who are innocent on death row, because what's the fun of letting them stew for 12 years thinking they're going to get killed if you don't kill them? And you throw this dynamic duo together and you throw them out at America. I mean, what exactly is the slogan, American Satanists Unite? It's ridiculous.
I got one. You thought Trump was crazy?
Hold my soy latte, my friend. Yeah.
So that's what we're looking at. And I can't believe there's people out there who think that these people have a chance. Now, I don't mean to diminish the possibility of vote theft. Now, another thing, I do realize I'm talking a lot, but I got some good material for some stuff I studied this afternoon. Another interesting thing that's going on during COVID is at the international level, like at the WHO, you're starting to hear phrases like things should never go back to normal because, you know, the way we're living now is better for, you know, the climate emergency. So they're starting to tie climate change into COVID, saying, well, so what, there wasn't a virus. We saved your grandchildren's lives anyways by shutting down carbon production 80% for 6 months. So they're resurrecting this old, you know, what they're doing is they're legitimizing anarchy in the leftist population that's bought into all their nonsense. Look, I don't have anything to back this up except my own intuition, but I'm just going to say this out loud. The earth is fine. Don't worry about the earth.
Yeah.
Okay? If the earth was ever going to hit a point where it wasn't fine because of our behavior, it would run it up the chain of command and it would come back out, take them out. We'll reboot. We would go, look, the Paris, we would go first, right? In my mind's eye, I see Samuel L. Jackson explaining his rationale in the first, first Kingsman movie. Either we killed the virus, or the virus killed us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the thing is, the exodus of people, like, I can see sort of why Costa Rica's gone. No, everyone stay out, please, because it's heaven on earth, basically, and so everyone's going to try and get there. New York is bleeding numbers. Like, most of the middle class and upper middle class, there's 14,000 empty apartments in New York. That's a lot of tax revenue that's gone. California is still bleeding because San Francisco is just gone to pure hell, or a leftist hell, wherever you want to see it. I'll go local, and I'm part of this. I want to leave Victoria mainly because of the weather, but it's run by morons, and so people are, you know, they're scared of the virus. No, it's not the virus, it's the leadership is making people go, no, I want to leave. If you talk to people from Arizona, Texas, Nevada, it's like, you know, we love everybody, but just keep that California mentality out, thanks. Because they don't want to turn into California. And that's, the Democratic-run states/cities where they're allowing all these these riots. Portland is disgusting. Nearly 3.5 months of warfare. No, they're peaceful protesting. Yeah, Genghis Khan peacefully protests across a third of the world.
Here's an analogy, okay? If I ran into an office tower in downtown Toronto at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, and in my best method acting way, I screamed fire, fire, and I got everybody to believe me, and they all started stampeding down the fire exits, and people fell and were trampled and died. Do you think the law would find a way to jack me up for misinforming the public and causing chaos?
There is a law.
Why is Al Gore still free with this climate change nonsense?
Well, he's popped up. He's actually, have you seen what he said about the election? He popped up in the last 24 hours.
What did he say?
He basically said, if Trump doesn't agree with the outcome from the election, he's gone. The military will go get him. I'm paraphrasing. But that's interesting.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. Yeah, is that what Man Bear Pig said?
Yeah, and I'm like, are you still trying to be relevant? And even Hillary's gone, like, you know, Biden should never give up. What's the term for give succeed or when they whatever the word I'm looking for at an election night where they go, okay, you won. He should never do that. I can't remember the word right. Yeah, concede. Thank you.
Do you think,
very quickly, and it's like, this is kind of ironic because you still haven't accepted 4 years ago, Miss Hillary. Go ahead, Bruce.
I got one more. Looks like Melissa Milano has gone to crazy Twitter number two. Over.
Yeah. Some of those Hollywood freaks have really lost their mind too, right? I mean, it's just been a downward slide since Madonna's Vietnamese boy look in the bathtub. We're all together.
Bruce, are you still following Bette Midler? Because I mentioned this at the start of the show. So,
oh my God, what a grand twat she is! I mean, come on.
And did you see what she tweeted about the First Lady's speech?
No.
For listeners, I'm repeating this because Bruce wasn't in connection, so he didn't hear it. Dear God, oh God, she still can't speak English.
Oh my God. And the Democrats, that's their blind spot. They can't see what they're doing there, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, there's no such thing as a self-loathing white person. These people aren't punishing themselves for their entitlement. Their chauffeurs are dropping them off for 15-minute microphone engagements on the way to the spa. Okay? Bad white man. Chester, but onto the spa now. You know?
Take Sunday.
Right. Where they let the Latino ladies buff the calluses off their heels. And they give them a dollar tip, and not allow themselves to worry how Maria's grandchildren are going to get through university.
And they take the three steps to get into the place of business, and they're wheezing.
You either have to be completely on the inside, like a kiddie diddling Satanist in Hollywood, or you just have to be really stupid, right? You know, they're just all so stupid with their activism and everything. What Angela Jolie in Darfur? Yeah, that's going to solve the problem. Sure, Angela Jolie or Matt Damon or Bono.
I saw the best meme. It was a dumpster out the back of a restaurant, like a big dumpster, trash overflowing. Underneath it just said two words, celebrity opinions. It was just, did it for me. Over.
I love Bono a little bit where, we need people to give money to help the children. It's like, don't you live in Ireland and don't get taxed because you're an artist? And you're worth how much? And nice sunglasses, by the way. why don't you help, instead of getting other people's money, why don't you do, say, like Bob Geldof? Where he spent like 6 years wasting away, ironically, like an Ethiopian, where I even saw a little bit of footage about Lemmy from Motorhead saying he doesn't care for politicians because rock and roll is a savior, because from like Live Aid, rock and musicians actually got the world to help out the starving people in Africa. And then the politicians like, oh, this is popular. We should do something.
Yeah. Yeah, or Sean Penn going to meet El Chapo and giving the DEA his exact GPS location. What a moron, right? I remember, they're just morons, all of them, right? I mean, there's a lot of good things coming out of this virus. There's a lot of the illusions are falling away too, right?
Yeah, totally.
A lot of those spells are only held in place because you're sufficiently mentally exhausted, right? So if I'm working a particularly odious contract that's paying me really well, like at a bank or something, and I'm just like, what happens is I get really dumbed down. And that's the only time in my life I'll go home and I'll watch like an hour or 90 minutes of this, like Friends reruns or something like that. Just the stupidest TV you could possibly imagine. Contract ends. I take 3 months off work, a week into my work free life. By Friday night, I'm going, Bruce, you're watching Friends. And I turn it off.
He's like a method actor.
Yeah, the whole system is held together by this energy matrix of like waking us up at a certain time, running us into the cubicle, you know, and those neon, that's a chicken coop, man. Believe me, I raise chickens. Okay, that you got, you're under the fluorescent light and you're office space with my stapler, you know, and and then you go home. And then a friend.
I was told I could have my radio on at a certain volume because Sharon has her radio on, and I was told that I could also have my radio on at a certain.
Yeah, volume. You know,
it's going to be the same station.
It's all those cubicle twats who are at home eating Haagen-Dazs ice cream, going, I believe too, Agent Mulder. I believe too.
Yeah, well, I want that poster where it's like, I never liked that. I want to believe. Well, I want to know. Like, stop being a dick.
I want that poster of the cat hanging there with the.
Yeah, because that's funny. the thing about, I accidentally watched some free-to-air television here in Australia, and 5 minutes in, I could feel the energy just dropping and just, duh. It comes, even if it's, you know, happy or whatever it is, it's the, I obviously, instead of high-level movies where I would watch, say, Lord of the Rings or something, you know, this high energy frequency, you just watch the dribble that's put out by television stations, and it really dumbs you down because you just go into that slow, whatever that brainwave, the lower brainwave, where you're conscious but you don't do anything. It's sort of like watching Friends.
Yeah.
Or the brainwave. I know we kind of fixed that whole Amazon forest problem and stuff like that, but where do we stand on like subliminal messaging these days?
Well, actually, I want to hear from John because he tried to get in there. Add your thoughts.
He broke cover. You have a clean shot. Take it now. John Z broke cover.
Oh, jeez. Too many sleeps a little too soon.
What's going on with your microphone there? Did you put
you're
some
very cellophane? Quiet there.
My microphone's quiet.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. So I would like to point out, and this does go into what Cortex acts, subliminal messaging. That's been around for quite some time. So... I don't watch too many TV shows, but the ones I tend to watch now that are considered series are not made by what we would consider the classic TV makers, right? Like the mainstream network. Like NBC and network and all that stuff, you know. Not to say that Netflix or any of the other new studios that have popped up that have been, you know, giving stuff like The Witcher or Titans or, you know, name the show at this point. To me, they feel a little bit different than the tried and true network mainstream, you know, once a week type TV show. Would anyone mm-hmm. agree with that?
Yeah, no. There is actually a cartoon. Star Trek Lower Decks, and it's basically what is it, Rick and Morty ripoff, and it's not funny at all. They're using street language, so it seems very 2020. And I'm sure Gene Roddenberry spun that much. He's actually gone to warp in his grave because the only Star Trek thing about it is it's in the Star Trek universe and it says Star Trek, but the rest of it is like, this is not the next generation. This is not the traditional thing. It's just so bad. And it's like, I don't think they're trying to hide dumbing down people. They're just trying to dumb down people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of people rolling in their graves, you know, I forgot who I mentioned this to yesterday, but, you know, I wonder how all the Vietnam and Korean veterans, I wonder how many of them are rolling in their graves right now. You know, watching what the United States is becoming after they fought, bled, and died for fight against communism.
Yeah, even worse. Everybody that's died during World War II, where they actually fought fascism, and you've got Antifa running amok, where we're anti-fascist, but you're acting like fascists. Like, have you seen that footage in, I think it was Washington, D.C., a group of Black Lives Matter people went to a restaurant and two white people wouldn't raise their fists in solidarity, and so they just bug them for about 5 minutes. It's like,
what do you mean raise their fists?
You know, like how you just raise your fists in defiance of whatever, and so, you know, raise your fists for Black Lives Matter, and they didn't do it. And
isn't that like a Black Panther thing?
It was first done in the Olympics, in the German Olympics, yeah.
Yes, yeah. In Australia, yeah, because the African-American chaps won first and third, and bronze, silver went to an Australian, strangely enough. And one of them, they were supposed to have black gloves and both do with the same arm, but one of them forgot a pair. And so the Australian said, well, just, you know, use the other one. And that's why they're...
yeah, right. Cool story.
Yeah, they've got...
that's why there's a left and a right.
Yeah, because they've only got one pair of gloves. So.
Cool.
It won't save your life, but it's interesting to note.
I cannot begin to keep up with all of the memes and inversion of all the stuff going on right now.
Can I just say, not with that attitude, you can't?
You should follow my Instagram.
You need to be having a roll, man. Cortex on a roll. Monty, you should be taking notes, man.
I'm recording it, and it's the Cortex Hour here at Planet Collingwood.
I know, I'm just a guest in your pleasant surroundings.
Yeah, the memes are getting way out of hand. It's very hard to find parody and satire because it's getting very close to real life, where I saw a headline on RT, and people say, oh, you can't watch that. It's by the Russians. So it's like discernment. Shut up. However, apparently the right-on section of scientists are very upset now because the science of illumination is racist because we can't call it white light.
What?
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Wow.
That's the level. Like in the South, in the United States, some people want to get rid of the term master bedroom because it reminds them of slavery.
I saw that, and I was wondering what they'd use in, as an alternative.
A tyrannical bedroom. I don't know.
They'd probably still use racist terms, so it doesn't really
matter. Parody accounts on Twitter keep getting shut down as well. Titiana McGrath is one of them. And I actually, I'll try and find it because she went through, she's up to about 28 things that are racist. Jogging, camping, maths. This is all the ridiculousness that's coming out. Where
I love it when people get offended for other people.
Yeah,
How is camping and jogging, like, what?
It's because, pretending to be an animal?
No, it's mostly done by white people, so therefore being polite is racist as well.
If this keeps up, we're going to be absolutely haunted by black people in 40 years because none of them are going to go into the white light when they die.
I ain't going towards that. You know what? Yeah, well, I'm worried about the moon and the sun because the sun was Asian, but now it's white, and the moon's white as well. So, you know, celestial bodies are racist.
Yes, they are.
My God.
Yeah.
See, I'm not going outside. That white ball of fusion gas is controlling my life.
Whoa. Leroy, where are you going? That's the crack of heaven. Stay here.
You need to go into the black light. Bit of UV.
Yeah, it's all purple. It's all here. Smoke this and go into the black light.
And also, I'd like to apologize to any normal human beings that are from the African descent. We're making fun of idiots. They just happen to be.
They get it. They're laughing along, man. I promise you.
Go on, yeah. Mr. Zed.
I have to ask this because I really need an answer for this. Are these people, like, seriously on what we would call the autism spectrum? Were they dropped on their head?
No. They wish that...
So, like, just wanting to be noticed and a part of something that they just come up with this craziness? Like,
The short answer, and I'll let Bruce expand on it, the short answer is they wish they were on the autistic spectrum. They're naturally just afraid of themselves and I think a lot of guilt, and so they're trying to get woke points and virtual signaling. Bruce?
So, you know, a half black, half white person is a mulatto, but Kamala Harris is half Asian and half black. You guys know what you call that?
What?
Mulatto.
Mulatto.
Okay.
Mulatto. What's she talk about? Mulatto. Yeah, no, and of course I'm making fun of like how everything's become about race and not merit and ideas and ability to actually lead the most complex country in the world, the United States of America, with its politics and divisions and everything, that our political process and our economic leadership and our commander-in-chief has been reduced to a bunch of, Edward Bernays talking points is in and of itself ridiculous. And these things should be thoroughly mocked. And, you know, oh my God, is nobody thinking, you know? I mean, what? How far does this process go? That you're not gonna vote for anyone who doesn't absolutely represent your rights, what or your interests? What about the interests of this thing called the United States of America and the promise and opportunity it always held out to people of no title or distinction, which was the basis of the American Revolution, right? That the destruction of title and distinction and an equal opportunity for everybody. Without having to starve out 100 million people like Stalin or Mao. That's what America did that was pure genius. Nobody talks about what makes that country great. It's all a bitch fest now. It's all victim consciousness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, because the Democrats, like the Pledge of Allegiance, which is good for Americans because you pledge allegiance to the flag. It's very patriotic. The Democrats during their convention removed any reference to God. Like, so you're all atheists now? Like, it's not just one Christian sect God. The idea of religious freedom where you could say Allah, but the bun fight after Scott saying Allah instead. But you know what I mean? It's flying spaghetti monster. It still means the same thing. It's just, it makes it easier to have one word than 17. We pledge allegiance under God. Yahweh, Allah, flying spaghetti monster, Vishnu. It'll go on too long. And the other thing is, how far are we going? Well, apparently, there are black universities in the United States that wish to only have black students. You may remember that's what's the word? Oh, segregation. That's the level we're at now, where mm-hmm. we need to survive by segregating again.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, wow. You know, how they have fallen, right? How they have fallen in the United States. It's unbelievable. And they're like that old lady in the advertisement from the 90s. They've fallen and they can't get up.
I know how to fix this. I know how to fix this. Get me a battalion of drill sergeants and Marine Corps instructors, and I will fix this immediately.
Across every religion, race, and creed. Across, you have like a smorgasbord, so the woke heads won't complain. And I'm sure there are. The Marines don't care where you're from, as long as they can turn you into a killing machine.
The military does not care where you're from. And to say that it's amazing how bitchified the military has become over the past 10 years alone, it's quite amazing. But, you know, I don't understand how people can say that black people are somehow victimized, especially in the military. I mean, some of the best people I've served with were black, and to say that they're somehow looked down upon because of their skin color I'm convinced these people were jumped on their head.
Yeah. That's the level. Like, there are awesome people on. I mean, there's only one human race. We're all interrelated anyway. There's no pure race anymore. Maybe the Inuit, but still, I'm sure someone find a lovely Eskimo girl and hey.
Well, they're already intermingling for quite some time.
Yeah, it's all like someone's explained. Like, you're worried about slavery from 150 years ago, and yet you ignore slavery in Libya now.
Yeah.
And I what I find, I haven't looked into it because it would be just too funny and horrible at the same time. On Twitter, there is actually a war there's a war between Africans and African Americans. And in short, the whole thing is the Africans saying to the African Americans, "Shut up." And that, I did like how you mentioned, Bruce, like this dissent from the whole medical aspect of lockdown is coming from Africa, because that's been going on for nearly a century, where out of seven continents, I mean, South Pole, something weird's going on there, but so out of six, Africa's had the shit kick out of it, pardon my French, for over a century or more. And they're not allowed to move forward. And that's why it's, you know, machete, genocide, everything else like that. And it's because of the bankers going in and you know, fiscally raping them. Can you imagine if Africa was allowed to move forward and generate the same as the Americas, Europe, Asia? Like, they should be, instead of the third world, they should be at least equal with knowledge and everything else like that. Because
Nobody helps anybody really when you get right down to it. If we really wanted to help Africa, all we'd have to do is send a corps of engineers over there to educate them in a kind of like work apprenticeship program. You could set it up for people doing graduate studies at American universities, get credit to go over and do it. Teach them how to extract the diamonds. Teach them how to do all the, run and fix all the mining equipment. It could easily be done, but giving them an IMF loan so a foreign company can go in and rape their resources is not helping them, right? These problems are so simple to fix, and the fact that we even discuss them within the polarity of communism and capitalism. It's like buying a car. It runs out of gas and throwing it away because you think it's broken. That's the attitude towards capitalism now. Yeah, they do that in Saudi Arabia.
Interesting enough, I can't remember the name of the rapper. I think it's Akon, AKON. He did something awesome from memory. He basically went into Africa and gave, 900,000 people solar panels and improved the life of so many people.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and it takes that.
Shit!
That's a good thing to do.
That's a big spider. What the?
This man is a ex-military trained killer. It's got shopping. Oh, okay. How big's the spider? It's got shopping bags. Like, it's got a knife. What?
Is Daddy Long Legs descended from my ceiling?
Daddy Long Legs. Yeah, they're the most venomous, but they don't have teeth big enough to bite
you. Yeah. If Pony's still here, you're talking to three Australians. Like, unless the spider steals your car, you're fine.
Guess what? I'm not freaking Australian.
Yeah. So you're gonna come down to Australia and see how nature really works.
Not with that kind of attitude.
See, Bruce is close. He lives in the jungle, so you know.
Listen, I seen Bruce take a broomstick and using his amazing Canadian skills, like a hockey stick, to smack a tarantula about 30 feet out of the out of the room, and because of the earth bag house, it was kind of like a like a ramp. It's actually pretty amazing.
The tarantula apologized, said fair call, and everyone went about their day.
Do you think we could translate tarantula hockey into some kind of new dwarf throwing spectacle?
Yeah, not possibly.
No, I don't think so. Not in this political climate. No.
Not quickly.
But what about the spiders? Like, is it a black spider? Or is it?
It was clearly brown.
This
place has got the nastiest spiders I've ever seen here in Costa Rica, man.
Big ones.
Oh, big, hairy, ugly, all different kinds. There's a lot. The arachnid genus is very well represented over here.
Yeah.
Everything is over here. That's the thing about it. Reptiles, snakes, rats, mice, moles, spider, everything. You'd think something would come to dominate, and, you know, nope.
It sounds very similar to Australia, and the trick is to leave them alone, and you'll be fine. That's sort of the basics of it.
You guys have got those giant wolf spiders, right?
Yeah, but then we have like the smallest, like red back or funnel web spiders, which are smaller than your, you know, it would take up a third of your little pinky finger, but it can kill in about 10 seconds or something ridiculous like that. We have the smallest things that can take you out as well. Then you have white pointer sharks and a pissed off kangaroo. So,
yeah. Do you know that Haiti has the only venomous rodent in the world? It's called a solenon.
What is it?
And
how is that?
It's like a little mouse, but if it bites you, you die. It's venomous. Solomon, it's called. Or Solon, I forget what it's called. Solenon or something like that, but it's a venomous rodent. But I remember when I was reading that, I would think, well, I mean, what a perfect place to drop that too, right? Haiti. You know? Just goes in perfectly with the culture there.
Which is very interesting as well, because another venomous of rodents are the Clintons, and you saw what happened to them with Haiti.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Solomon.
Yeah.
Solomon, apparently it's called. Same as Solomon.
Okay, so you looked it up. Good, yeah, good. So, so it's good to have a laugh, man. The world is just so white-knuckle disturbing right now. It isn't funny, even up here on the mountain. You should see how tense people are, like the expats living over here now, right, man? It's just like, whoa. I mean, come on, man. People are getting real tense.
Yeah, and that's sort of put as at the start of the show where suicides are going through the roof. There's social engineering happening where the psychological backlash from wearing masks, where you can't see someone smile, and they're trying to, like, I've seen a photo of classrooms where they're surrounded by sneeze guards at their desk. They're thinking about, oh, we may have say 5-10 minutes during the day so the kids can go outside and breathe. Because of the mask and everything else like that. I remember Bill Hicks saying, we live in an insane world and I'm glad to be part of it. But that was 30 years ago. I don't know how he would react now. Where it's like, oh, I see your craziness and amp it up on heroin.
Well, we wouldn't even know because there's no stages open for my comedian friends in Britain are going nuts, right?
Yeah,
those are not. Those guys are not what you would call long-term financial planners. Yeah, and a lot of them, I mean, wow, it's getting real scary now, man. Six months without work, right?
Yep. And none of them are looking into streaming or anything like that?
Yeah, a couple of them have gotten a little bit wise with streaming and stuff, but it's just a joke. Like, the arts have been destroyed, too, by this
it's
virus.
Not the same. You do need that energy exchange from the audience, especially if you're doing comedy. You need someone to laugh with. So, like, with my fortnightly comedy show with Andrew, at least I hear Andrew laugh, and so is that. And then, I mean, there is a thrill of when you see LOL go up in the chat, but it's not the same.
No. It's a massive indicator of whether your material is working or not.
Well, exactly. Mind you, the other thing is that we do it live, and then once it's up, you know, in about a week, we're getting 1,800, 2,000 views. So hopefully, they stay till the end. Now, speaking of the end,
hold on. I'd like
what do you mean? Hang on, I'm the host. You hang on.
I've
got one little thing. which is shorter. We have 5 minutes to go. We have 4.5 minutes to go since the interruption.
Are we there yet?
Is that what your wife says? I kid. I mean, no disrespect. It's just Cortex make me cranky.
Sorry, go.
Yeah. We're coming up to the end of the show. I had a great segue, and then I kept getting interrupted. So
I totally
Cortex,
lost my thought as well.
No, something about. I was talking about the comedy show I do.
Oh yeah, I'd like to see a project that takes comedian streams and then has a way to take the laughter from everyone who watches it and put it into the background. Over.
Oh, you mean edit?
Well, yeah, but yeah, it's very time consuming. But I'd like to see that on a, like, if you watch it with your microphone on, then the person who made it can hear. Over.
Yeah, it'll take a while, but and then you'll have to watch the video, record you laughing to it, make sure it's part of the time code, and then you can do it that way as well. But
sowing the seeds.
Yeah, or we could open up the bloody clubs and all go out and have fun again.
Let's go.
The little things.
Yeah, dark times. Dark times indeed, man. What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
Survive.
It's time to it's time for us to completely redefine our reality. Every single person.
Well, and also, yes. That's been the last 6 months, and because it looks like the controllers want to amp it up more, and that's where we're sort of getting a schism from people are pushing back because it's like, yeah, enough. Where the, apparently, you know, profit versus humanity, we have to wait for a vaccine, which we rush through. And it took, what, 20 years to get a chickenpox vaccine or something. There's still no vaccine for Ebola or whatever, all this type of stuff. And, yeah.
But like we fixed the Amazon.
Yeah. What, after it burnt down? Yeah. So I agree with Bruce. The planet's fine. If it wasn't fine, we'd know.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's criminal. The misinformation is criminal. And there's no liability. Like I said, if any one of us went into an office tower and screamed fire and people got trampled, we'd be in jail for 25 years. But Al Gore's a billionaire for lying to us for 25, 30 years.
Oh, like,
yeah, I mean, and that's another thing is like the whole information charade is crumbling as well. So, look, I don't know. Maybe we're all just getting really cynical and this is actually Trump's knockout punch. He's actually taken out the global cabal. He's going to end up doing with this virus what he did to the American system with Russiagate and the phony impeachment and everything, and you know, Jill Kelly getting exonerated and all of these sorts of things, which would be a brilliant victory. But, I mean, this seems like a lot to put us through if this is all just part of the program, right? You know, it seems like a lot to put us through. A lot of people have lost a lot of money. A lot, right? So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's in control or not. I hope so.
We have to do the old wait and see. So yeah, we've got about a minute to go. So I'll take that as your final thoughts, Bruce. So thank you for being here for half an hour. You went for an hour and a half. So it's very lockdown speak where it's 4 months till Christmas or 11 days in lockdown speak. John, any passing thoughts?
Yes. So two things. One, I just realized that spider is the one that bit me last week.
I love a thing.
How could he tell?
Because I'm glad I had more than two.
Yeah, anyway, we're running out of time. So
Yep. And so the last thing is, remember, in warfare, you cannot just do whatever you want. You have to have cover before you can move. So yes, people have lost. Rebuild loves a lot more. But...
I don't get it.
It'll be worth it. Yeah, well, I know you don't.
We'll make it. Cortec, any passing thoughts?
Is caca short for cacophony?
Just a no. From Arrested Development.
Is it not? Okay, that was quick.
Thanks. Yeah. And Pony, if you're near your mic, any passing code?
We're still stuck in the Matrix. No one's getting this one.
That was Planet Collingwood. We'll be back in 6 days and 22 hours. Thank you for listening. I love you all from afar. Let's keep it like that, especially in lockdown. Mind you, I should leave the house. We'll be back next week. I don't know what's coming up in the next 2 hours. Your moment is in, but after that, cultivating consciousness with Ellie Kasdan. I'm tired. We'll see you soon. Stick around. Or not.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.